Hello and welcome to my art update podcast thingy. Now, just the usual advertisement here. The purpose of the podcast is to update people who know me, Andrew Woolner, about what's been going on creatively for me over the last week. If you don't know me and you've never heard of me, you might not find this podcast very interesting. You're welcome to listen, but throwing that out there. If this is your first episode and you haven't been keeping up with me over the years, I suggest checking out the first episode to bring yourself up to date from about 2003 before jumping back here. Okay, with that stuff out of the way, here we go. I didn't work on any poems this week, at least not to any state that I was ready to read on air, so that's why no pretentious poetry reading kicked us off today. So the main content this week is about the YTG Jekyll and Hyde showcase. Oh, okay, so I had to set up ticketing, and I had to build the webpage for the show, which meant setting up the live stream in advance, because the ticket site needs the link to the live stream, and the website needs the ticket link to be active. Look, I don't hate doing web stuff, but it always feels like this Rube Goldberg series of processes that I have to go through just to get a page up, right? And the show pages just have such this cascade of requirements. So that was an entire day last week I spent. I think it was Thursday or Friday I spent doing that. We finished two more rehearsals since the last time I recorded. We've been developing new scenes. Again, if you want to see photos of the stuff we've been working on, check out the show notes. And if you open the show notes in a web page, in most podcast apps, I think you can click on it and it goes to the website. And I will have the visuals posted there. This week, I feel like the ideas were coming a bit more slowly for several reasons. One I'll go into detail on a bit later, but you know, that just happens sometimes. Of course, I had plenty of ideas when I got home on Tuesday night after we were done for the week, and I barely had any time to write anything down. So again, that's the way it happens. The good thing about doing a showcase, though, which is what the presentation in March is that I can have these scene ideas, and I don't have to worry about how they connect with the other scenes, because each scene is kind of like its own universe, its own sort of, what if we wrote the play with these variables tweaked? Or what if we created the play with these variables tweaked? And so sometimes, and this is a bit confusing for the people watching when we did the show last year, because we were tweaking just little things, not like always tweaking big things. So you essentially had the characters seeming kind of the same throughout, but the stories were inconsistent. And it felt, I think, to people watching, like it was a narrative, and it was an illusion. The narrative was an illusion. Apart from the fact that it can confuse the audience, it's generally the good thing about the showcase is that I can create these ideas and they don't have to connect. I think this time the ideas might be more disparate, and so it might be clearer that we're presenting ideas and not like something that's analogous to a finished play. One of the ideas I had Tuesday morning on my way to the theater was that, so the drinking of the elixir is one of the central images of like a lot of the Jekyll and Hyde film and stage adaptations, particularly the film adaptations. And I thought maybe we could have this recurring scene, possibly to use while we're physically transitioning the stage to the sort of the next part of the showcase. Because we don't worry about that doing that particularly smoothly, because it's not a completed show. It's a work in progress showing. But while we're doing that, like, as a transition, you could have someone drinking in different ways. So you could do that. You could have multiple scenes. And so they could just maybe different types of drink. So, I mean, because you drink water differently than you drink hot tea or straight whiskey, right? But also, there are just different ways of drinking too. So we're going to experiment with that in the coming weeks. We didn't do it this week because I think we'll have to dig out one of the tarpaulins to put on the ground, because I want to do it with actual water, not bad mime drinking. Really, it can be pretty bad. So I want to use actual water so we can practice different ways of drinking. And I assume that during this process, some of it is going to end up on the floor. So that's why we want to put a tarp down, or at least have a lot of towels ready. I had a couple more ideas for scenes Tuesday night, but I'm going to save telling you guys about those until we've actually tried them out in rehearsal. So I just want to, I talked about JDS, our venue, last time. If you want to know sort of details on essentially the sort of overview of that. I went down that rabbit hole last week, so you can listen to episode 6 to find out about that. But I just want to add today that I'm very grateful to JDS for moving their classes upstairs so that we could use the first floor space. But Tuesday this week was actually, despite the fact that I'm grateful for them for doing this, it was rather difficult. It turned out that was the day the building's elevator needed to be serviced, which is fine and good. You want elevators to be, you know, serviced and in working condition. But it's great until you consider that the stairs to the other floors in this building are located in the first floor studio theater where we were working. So people in other classes, workshops and stuff, residents of the building, kids and parents coming to the cram school, delivery people, and not to mention the workers who were servicing the elevator, they're all sort of like processing through our rehearsal space all day. Many of them had actually not ever come to the building when the elevator wasn't working, so they would come in and they would interrupt us to ask us how to get to the upper floors because they didn't know where the stairs were. So we also had to keep the front door sort of propped partly open to encourage people to come in. So apart from the fact that that was a little bit cold, we couldn't get the space completely dark for our lighting experiments, which is usually what we're working on the Tuesdays when we get to use the big first floor space. Of course, the hardest part was maybe the lack of privacy. So we're somewhat used to dance students ducking through the studio because they need to go through to get to the basement dressing rooms. But to have members of the public who aren't artists and they're not students in the building, just having them moving through and not knowing what's going on was just a bit hard to deal with, especially because they frequently decided that mid-scene was a good time to talk to us. Like, I'm lying on the floor and twitching. Is this really a good time to ask me where the stairs are? Or can you wait like 30 seconds? I mean, of course we rolled with it. That's just what you do. But this is part of the reason that I alluded to earlier, that it was difficult to come up with ideas this Tuesday. Oh, the worst part of that whole elevator under repair thing, though, was probably around 3 o'clock in the afternoon. The building owner's elderly aunt who lives with them, she returned from her elder daycare service. So she's wheelchair bound. And it was freezing cold and windy on Tuesday, so she was wheeled into the studio because, of course, you're not going to leave the poor woman outside. So the trouble is, they left her there. We had no fluent Japanese speakers in the rehearsal room that day. And this poor woman is like also really, really, really hard of hearing. So no one stayed with her. She was positioned sort of with her back to us, facing the door, which felt a bit weird. It was a little bit helpful because she was able to greet people who came to the door, which allowed us to, you know, keep twitching on the floor. I asked her if she wanted to be turned around so she could watch, I don't know, more than the door, because a lot of times there wasn't anything happening. They were like sort of, you know, 15, 20 minute stretches where nothing was happening. But I couldn't make myself understood. And she was there for more than 90 minutes. Actually, she was there almost 2 hours, I think, when we left. And yeah, I felt terrible for her. I did check in later that night, and the elevator repair finished around 5:30, so she eventually got to go home. Right. Oh, last week I forgot to give you guys an update on the two podcasts, but I mean that's because nothing's happened. I've not had a minute to edit Wayward Readers in 2 weeks, so there goes my plan of editing an episode a week, and we are still looking for a co-host for Does It Hold Up? I need to, yeah, I don't know, I just need to reach out to a different part of my network. My network. I just need to reach out to a different part of my network to find someone for that. This past weekend, I went and I went to a sushi making tutorial, Hakko sushi, which is like sushi in a, you sort of use a box, in this case like the bottom part of a milk carton, to sort of mold it into the square shape. Hakko sushi, so Hakko means box. I didn't make sushi, but I was there to photograph the event at the request of the NPO I volunteer for. So I did that, and I haven't had time to process those photos yet. I've just only had time to get them the group photo. I still have to go through those and pick the best photos, and I don't know when I'm going to do that. Everything's so getting so crazy this week. Part of the reason for that is that tomorrow, the speaking event that I run, Nerd Night Tokyo, is going up at night. So I host that event, and I MC it. And I am going to need to find time to prep all my audiovisual stuff. So when I MC, I've got the slides going up behind me. I've got to prep all of those. And I've got to test the presenters' slideshows. I've got to write my intros for the two speakers, and also my own sort of blathery blah blah blah, because I've got to promote the upcoming show as well, and a couple of other things. And I've got to do anyway, a bunch of stuff. It's probably about 4-ish hours of prep. So I was going to do that today, but today's just kind of blown up in my face. I'm actually, as I record this, late, as you may have noticed. So much for getting this out during Wednesday on Eastern Standard Time at some point. It's now 2 o'clock in the afternoon here, or 2:15 in the afternoon. And in 2 hours, I have to go pick up the kids. So that is not enough time to do everything that I need to do. Let's see, what else? I met the new German intern yesterday morning. I did a job for a friend yesterday, like cable stuff. I scored a touchscreen monitor that hopefully will work, because it basically wasn't working with her equipment. And that will work for the YTG thing. So hopefully I found a new... we'll use it as the screen for our lighting control. It's just much easier to use if it's a touch screen. So I'll try that out tomorrow at Nerd Night. But, you know, one more thing to set up. So still today and tomorrow, I've got to cram in the prep for Nerd Night. I've got to cram in updating my resume, writing a cover letter, and updating my website. Because I'm applying for this pretty big job that is not of a kind I have applied for before, so I've got to sort of angle all my resume-like portfolio stuff for that job. But anyway, I'm not going to talk about that until I at least get to the interview stage, because I was really disappointed last month when I applied for that videography job, the videography photography job, and I didn't get to the interview stage. So I feel like I'm going to jinx it if I talk about it too much now. So I believe that's it. I'll catch you next week. I do want to spend some more time on this feed at some point, talking about how my outlook on art has changed over the years, about how power dynamics in the rehearsal room have shifted as I got older, and I'm just becoming sort of aware of that now. But this is all going to have to wait for a less busy week if I want to hit my release date of sometime on Wednesday in North America, and hopefully I can do it next time. Speaking of next time, that's when I'll catch you. Andrew out.